Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Oh, just wonderful.
There is a lack of sincerity in your voice.
That was a rough night.
Rough night?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, actually, no. I mean, I was out completely. I usually get up at 7. I have my alarm set for 7 o'clock, but I set it for 8 to get an extra hour of sleep and woke up at 9.
Nice.
I don't know how that works. The alarm was all set and everything, and it must have went off. Maybe I shut it off at some point in time, but I needed that extra sleep last night, all pain related.
That's interesting that you woke up late and you got here like really.
Yeah, I was here like it was an on time thing this morning for me here.
Wow, that's pretty good. So you just woke up and just said, "I'm off to Lippo's."
Basically, yeah.
Good. Whereas you usually normally have some stuff you do before you.
Yeah, and then I'm late, and the show's late.
Yeah, I think you should get up at 9 every Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For some reason, getting up late gives me more time.
Yeah, you just didn't get anything else done yet.
That's right.
That's fine. Go to bed a little later tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I went to bed early, too. Fairly early. Took a whack of sleep aids and I just dumped a whole bottle in my mouth. And no. It wasn't like that, but...
Are you working out every day or...
God, no.
Okay.
I just eat great.
You eat great, but you're not working out.
No. I'm down probably 20 pounds already.
That's awesome. That's really good.
Yeah, just from eating right. So people that are thinking about diet or maybe New Year's resolution, just eat right, man. That's eating, to me, is like 80% of it all. And then the workout is the rest. But
yeah, no, I mean, I'm just thinking about your pain thing and working out. And
I can't do that right now. I'm hoping in the new year I'm going to be able to start something. Working on a treatment plan with Life and Body again, too.
Life and Body.
Right, with Reno Perlin.
Oh, Reno, right.
Best trainer around.
And would that involve working out, yes?
Yeah, that's exactly what it'll involve, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so hope for that. A big clown gig yesterday, corporate Christmas party in the States. So that took a lot of time over the last little while preparing for that.
See, I didn't know anything about that.
That's all I knew. I thought you did, yeah.
You were practicing balloon stuff.
I didn't even have to dress up.
What?
I didn't even have to dress up.
How does that work?
I was only balloon twisting. And the face painters, clown face painters, had to dress up.
Okay.
And I opted, of course, to twist balloons, and I didn't have to dress up, so that was cool. I was going to go in a jester hat. I had it with me and everything, and I thought, well, I'll just leave the mohawk hang.
Mohawk or jester hat, what's the diff?
Yeah, they're both corny.
Very
good. But kids like a mohawk, so.
Was there kids there?
That's all it was, yeah. Hundreds of them.
But it was corporate, you say?
It was a corporate Christmas party for a big company. Two-floor thing. They had everything that you can imagine there. All over the place, there was slush machine things, cotton candy machines on the stick thing. Like, more than one. Like a bunch of them around on two floors. The big house thing with it, full of air where you can jump up and down. Kids go inside and go crazy. Huge. Like way bigger than this room. Like big as two of these rooms. Easy. Huge. Drobo money.
Drobo money.
That's my Drobo money right there.
Well, you don't plan on buying a Drobo in New York, do you?
That's what I plan on doing, yeah.
Because you think it's going to be cheaper to do that way?
Well, the cheapest place really that I've found is J&R.
J&R, okay.
Yeah. Except the Drobo's big. It's pretty big, and I don't know what I'm going to, you know, I'm thinking of bringing that home in a gift bag on an airplane. And just throwing it up in the thing.
Why don't you...
bring my carry-on and a little gift bag.
Are you checking luggage?
Well, yeah, I'm not going to check that, though, I don't think. I don't trust checking luggage with anything useful in it.
Valuable.
Yeah, valuable.
Like you keep all your valuable stuff in
there. Yeah, I bring this carry-on thing right here with my laptop or whatever, and I'm thinking of having it all pretty much empty, and either I don't think I can fit a Drobo in the back of that, so I might have to just bring it in a gift bag, small as I can, and bring it on with me. Say, well, I picked up a couple gifts in the airport on the way, and I'm bringing them on with me. And you're not going to have a choice.
Right. A lot of people do a lot worse than that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Bring a bomb in a gift bag.
Well, if you're going to be bringing a gift bag, why don't you buy me a Jobo while you're there? I don't mind getting my Christmas present late.
I have to work another clown gig for that.
All right. I'll hire you. So was it taxing on you doing the gig yesterday? Physically?
To some degree, because I stood for 4 hours. Wasn't able to sit down or anything, and that sucked because my back has been killing me, man.
Right.
Like, brutally. But anyway.
You're Mr. Bent.
Other than that, I I'm bent. It was just leading up to it. I haven't really taken on gigs for a while. And right. It was heavy balloon twisting gigs, so I was making a lot of different thing, animals and things, you know what I mean? So
heavy animals.
Heavy, yeah, really heavy. Full of air. It was heavy on the animals. And I was doing a lot of practicing in the last little while to get things down, and we didn't know how crazy and busy it was going to be, you know what I mean? I don't think it was as bad as we expected, but it was busy enough. And there was a bunch of things that I had never made, and so my clown mentor helped me out with that. For anybody who wants to take a look at the website, it's snipstheclown.com. Snipstheclown.com.
Cool.
And don't send me any bookings. Unless it's huge, corporate, and a high-paying gig.
And then he'll go to any length to be there.
Yeah, I'll do whatever you want.
Yikes. Clown for hire.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Amanda knocks her friend out of his existence.
She knocks her friend out of existence?
Yeah. Did Amanda Knox murder her friend? They were students in wherever they were.
Russia.
They were British chicks, right?
I think.
Or she was?
I have no idea.
Her roommate was British, I guess, anyway. So and I guess they're thinking that she might have did it or had something to do with it. Do you know much about that?
I know. You, the first time you mentioned her name was today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you might have known something about this.
Nope.
Amanda Knox told Associated Press from her jail cell Sunday that she is scared but hopeful 8 days after an Italian court sentenced her to 26 years in prison for the murder of her British roommate. Okay, so she was sentenced. I'm scared because I don't know what is going on, the 22-year-old American student said during a 10-minute visit by two Italian lawmakers, prison officials, and a pair of reporters in Capan prison in the outskirts of Perugia.
Are you
2007 that was actually. A 22-year-old American student convicted in the 2007 murder of roommate Meredith Kircher.
Wow.
Arrives in Italian court for her trial December 4th. Okay. Anyway, that's that. What have you got for us?
That's the only news you're going to talk about?
That's all I'm talking about. That's just incredibly important. Amanda Knox.
Wow.
Isn't it? Don't you think?
Are you up on all the Tiger news?
No, they still playing? I thought it was too cold for season or what's going on?
No, they're not playing.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about the Detroit Tigers?
Yeah.
Or the Hamilton Tiger Cats?
Oh, no, I don't know.
No, we're talking about Tiger Woods.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about that XXX movie, Tagger.
maybe he did make some XXX movies. It sounds like
with Tagger.
Tagger. With all the chicks that...
It's Tagger.
I'm sure he's hooked up with a couple.
There's got to be something on film somewhere.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
So what's going on with Tagger's Wood?
He
Tiger Woods.
He is... He's going to quit golf for a little while.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Is this taking a big toll on him? He doesn't want to be in the public eye? What's going on?
Right. Exactly. He's taking time off to...
regroup. Get a new set of snuggies on the side.
To be a better father, husband, and person, he said. You just go to Tiger Woods.
Husband? She's still staying married to him?
Would you?
Well, of course.
There you go. There's your answer. Of course you're going to stick with Tiger Woods. And it's better for everybody, you know? If she,
it's a win-win.
Four. Yes.
As far as everything, you know, maintaining his image, I guess. When he comes out of this, he'll still be married to the mother of his kids. And
right.
You know, supermodel. He'll still have this Tiger Woods package following him the rest of his life.
Well, yeah, everybody's interested in that Tiger Woods package right now.
Well, it seems like
the women, that package got around.
It wasn't like he was having affairs with like women he hooked up, like a nice executive over here and some supermodel over here.
Who were they? Just bar trash or?
Yeah, no? Some. Okay. So there was call girls and like a really expensive call girls.
Oh,
like,
I didn't even know that.
Like $10,000 a night call girls.
I've been too busy twisting balloons.
There you go.
How much a night?
$10,000.
Hmm.
I think there might even been one that was even more than that. Like $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 maybe.
Wow. So you can imagine the hush money that's going out to some of these people.
Exactly. So these chicks, who obviously, one chick said she didn't know who the guy was. I knew he was really rich, is what she said. I didn't know who he was, though.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And then I found out, you know.
Think that's possible? I suppose it is. I don't know.
It's possible. Is it likely? No.
She's probably just dumb.
She's making good quid.
Well, yeah.
Tonight.
I don't know. That doesn't necessarily mean you're smart, does it?
No, she might have someone like an agent.
Depends on what you do with that money, I suppose. We should do a show on what expensive call girls do with their cash. You know what I mean? What are they doing with it? Are they snorting it all? Or are they, you know, paying for something, you know, kids' educations or who knows?
I'm sure there's some of that going on.
Yeah, yeah. Some of them got to be smart. Investing.
Absolutely, you say it's kind of a joking thing, but there's some women, smart women out there who are just out there to make money to make their life better. Then they're just going to quit that profession.
Are there legitimate places where you can just pay that kind of money to hang out with a woman or somebody or a guy and not actually have to do anything with them?
Yeah, why not?
That's awesome.
Why would somebody do that though?
A few thousand dollars. Well, somebody comes into town from airport, wants to go out for dinner with a woman, a guy, say.
Yeah.
In town and mm-hmm. hang out with her, or go to see a movie, and then to go home.
You don't have to pay thousands of dollars for that, I don't think.
I guess, but I mean, how much would you pay? Does that go on? Are there places like that? Like a, what do you call them, that service?
Escort.
Escort, yeah, where that's, you don't have to, you know, put out.
Because the escort service is, that's the thing that's legal in Nevada. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, where it's not necessarily prostitution.
Well, I think here, to some degree, isn't it legal?
It's the same thing.
Yeah, well, prostitution is legal here.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's the whole escort service is legal.
Right.
You have to get a license. Mm-hmm. You have to get tested for AIDS mm-hmm. on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And you can give your services. If those services happen to be sex, well, odds are that's what's going to happen most of the time. But it could also not happen if you're not just really not interested in that.
Yeah.
Going through the trouble of putting a rubber on. And
I mean, that's just good money to hang out with somebody for the evening.
It is.
What about old ladies? Old ladies like to go out and do stuff and have a fun evening with somebody and pay for it, but it doesn't have anything to do with anything further than that. Yep. You can make some good money from rich old ladies. That'd be pretty sweet.
TV show that just started.
A reality show?
No.
Oh.
It's a drama and it's funny. It's on Showtime.
Okay.
Hung. It's called Hung.
Oh.
Yeah.
Appropriately?
The guy has a woman running the service, and he just provides the service. And it's older women who want a man.
To hang out with?
Yeah.
And that's it?
Well, no. Really? Some of them want to.
Oh, okay. And do they go further?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
A young guy with old ladies?
He's not that young.
Oh, okay.
He's like...
Are some of the ladies like biddies?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. He's in his mid-30s, good-looking guy, and apparently he's got some extra package happening there.
With a name like Hung.
Yeah.
Or is he just Chinese or something?
No, he's...
William Hung.
And it's set in Detroit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. Pretty cool stuff, man. Pretty cool stuff.
One other piece of news I want to mention was the city of Houston elected the first gay mayor of a major metropolitan area in the United States.
Oh, did you see the movie Milk?
No, I didn't, but I know about Milk.
That's awesome.
I think it is.
Nothing wrong with that.
Here's what I don't get, though. is that the city of Houston, which I'm not sure exactly what the population is, but it's the fourth largest city in the United States. So it's got to be at least 2 million people, probably.
Okay.
Would you agree or disagree?
Yeah, sure. At least.
You know how many people elected the mayor?
5.
152,000 people voted.
Oh, only 152,000 people voted totally?
Total. And 81,000 of those people voted for the gay lady.
Oh, it's a gay lady.
It's a lesbian.
Oh, okay, that's different. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's cool. Nothing wrong with that. And she was running against how many others, I wonder?
Just one other guy.
Oh, yeah?
Mr. Locke.
A gay guy?
No, 62-year-old. No, 61-year-old.
Hey, wouldn't that be cool if her last name was Key? Locke. Who's running? Locke and Key.
Locke and Key.
Hey?
Yes, that would be funny.
Anyway.
I just thought that was interesting that one of the bigger landmark elections where a mayor gets elected in a major metropolitan area was only decided by probably less than 10% of the population. So I wonder how she'll do. Is the mayor not a very important job, do you think? Or that's pretty apathetic if you think about it.
Yeah, it is. But a mayor's job is probably fairly important, sure. I would think so.
Especially in a place like Houston.
Look at Eddie Francis. Very important.
I'd rather not look at Eddie
Francis. I see him sometimes coming in and out of my building.
Is that right?
I think he lived there, yeah.
Oh, interesting. I see him around. I see him around town. Grocery store and other businesses. It's just a regular guy.
Saw him speak at an event, too. I was I got asked to play at some YMCA event where he was going to be at. And Lippo's doing the YMCA, what do you call that?
Village stuff. People.
Village people thing for the song. YMCA. Funnest day at the... but it was a short notice for me because I didn't know the tune I was supposed to play, which was a Lynyrd Skynyrd tune, Simple Man. So I called my buddy Dan. I said, do you want to do this tune with my buddy Paul? He's going to sing it, and you just play acoustic guitar. You can take my acoustic and everything, because I don't think he had an acoustic at the time, but he knows everything.
Drummer?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the first bass player from my band, Rusty, played acoustic bass. Paul sang, and I was going to play guitar. And I'm like, it was for the next day, the next morning or something like that. And I'm like, I ain't going to bother learning it. Dan, you can do it. Play my guitar. I'll come and videotape it for you. So I opted out, and they did it. It was pretty cool.
Sure.
And then...
they want to learn those three chords.
Eddie sang or did a some kind of speech thing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to learn three chords.
Whew.
I'm too used to two-chord songs.
Two-chord?
Hey!
There was a...
pass the buck. That's my motto.
Pass the buck. No, you're not. If I get a drobo out of the deal, I'll do it.
Yeah, that's if it's for motto. A drobo, I'll do whatever it is. I'll do a four-song chord for a drobo, like nothing. On a ukulele. On my head. With one hand behind my back. Bent.
You are bent, sir!
This is Big JD's grandma, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Hey folks, Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my Big 30. Incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show in a 1 30-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all in the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free on iTunes or from www.myspace.com/BigJD's Big 30.
Got an Apple computer? It's All Things Mac on the Easy Mac Podcast. Join the Easy Mac guys, Jeff and Mike, at www.easymacpodcast.com or simply search Easy Mac at the iTunes store. That's the letter E, the letter Z. Mac, Easy Mac Podcast.
Well, I know Jeff and Mike, the Easy Mac guys, will have a small remote show from, because Jeff's going to be in New York. On Sunday, the whatever day that is, 2nd maybe, something like that, of January. But what about the Jabbercast? What can we expect from the Jabbercast? Well,
I think we should
because play. Big JD will be with them.
That's right.
What's going on with that?
I think we should play last year's show that we did at New Year's Eve.
Oh, really? Good. We might have to pre-record a show, eh?
I think so.
Okay.
No big deal.
Not really. Not for us.
No.
Nothing we haven't done before.
That's right.
So today's topic, family legacy.
Yes. Do you want to talk about this since your legacy, your family legacy is so huge?
I don't want to talk about this at all. I have no huge family legacy. What's that?
The Oppens?
Do we have a huge family legacy?
How are the Oppens related to the Oppenheimers? I have a feeling that the Oppens didn't want the Heimer on their... This happened all the time.
That's not what happened with us.
No.
Our last name was changed when my grandfather came over from Russia, from Hoffman to Oppen. We have some documents that show Hoffman on it, like from Russia or wherever.
Wow.
Yeah. Hoffman was our last name. Got changed when he came through New York at Ellis Island.
That's what I was going to say. A lot of people's names changed in that place.
Yeah, just by because of accents and things like that or whatever they could.
How do you spell that? Spell. I don't know how to spell anything.
Yeah, just the way he said it probably sounded like Oppen. So they wrote it down like that.
You could be related to Dustin Hoffman then.
Could be, yeah. Probably am.
I think you are.
In fact, I am. There's another Drobo. Here's your Drobo. Let me call Dusty.
Dusty.
Get him on the line.
Do you think Dustin Hoffman, peeps call him Dusty? No.
Nah, I don't know. I bet somebody does. I do.
Some people just call him Dust.
Uncle Dusty, I call him.
Dust. Just Dust. Mm.
One day in the near future, probably.
Dust in the wind.
Dust to dust. Speaking of dust to dust, let's talk about family legacy.
All right.
What does family legacy mean to you?
Family legacy means you have a family and there is something that there's some characteristic about your family. Either you're in entertainment, you're famous, or you have a family business, perhaps you're in politics, maybe. And you and your father and his father, you all did basically, and you carried on this legacy of whatever, one of those things I just mentioned. And it carries on and on. And some legacies are pretty horrible and some are good, you know?
I think it means a lot of different things, sort of. And I think it could be anything from like leaving a family legacy, heirlooms, pictures, video things, like just anything that's left, like a trail of any, you know, a document to document family history.
Wow. See how that's pretty different what we're both thinking about.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So I guess we're going to talk about things from a couple different points of view, which is going to be great.
Uh-huh. That makes for, yes, an interesting show.
Sure. As all Jabbercasts are.
Some more interesting than others. Old families. Taking it from my end of the spectrum. You know what the oldest known family business is?
Oldest known family business?
In the world.
Jeez, no.
Probably not, because I didn't know it. It's the it's a hotel. It's the Hoshi Hotel. Hoshi spelled exactly the way you think of it. It is. It ends in an I.
Hoshy.
I. It's I.
Okay.
Oh, it could be Hoshi.
Where's that, Japan?
Japan, yeah.
Hoshi.
And it was started by the Hoshi family in 718 AD.
Wow. 718 AD.
Yep.
I would have thought the Lippo chain of hotels was maybe the biggest thing.
Lippo chain. There's no Lippo.
Yes, there is.
Not a Lippo hotel.
Yeah.
You think so?
Go to Lippo.com.
And it's a light company, isn't it?
No.
In Japan.
Hotel chain or something. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
huge. Any relation? Could be.
No, that was just a name that was given to me.
All righty.
The 49th generation we're on. And now that that's ingrained within that family, there's no end in sight to that. It's because, you know.
And if that's family owned, there's probably very little piece of the pie owned by every person because those families are huge.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Like 30 kids each.
Right, exactly. They're looking at different events that happened, like when the English people landed on Plymouth Rock and whatever that was, you know, this
must have hurt.
Must have. This place had already been around for like almost 1,000 years, this hotel.
Wow.
Meanwhile, people are finding new lands.
Yeah.
This place has already been around for.
Yeah, and these guys are already renting it out. That's Japanese for you.
Always
ahead of the game.
They're smart people.
Yes, they are.
And it has to do with what? How come they're so smart?
Why are they so smart?
Yeah.
I don't know. IQ. Alienistic. I don't know.
Alienistic. I think that's what it is.
I think so?
Yeah. Like they're all stuck on an island. So you feel like you have to survive somehow. So you have to think about everything. Heck, they took over a large chunk of China.
I think that they were worried. They were not worried, but I mean, they were some groups of mankind probably concentrated on different things than others. You know what I mean? Where some of our Western civilization was more concentrated on fighting for this and fighting for that and taking this and taking that, all the wrong things probably. There was other countries that were just like, we don't have to fight for anything. It's development. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And then they're just ahead of the game in pretty much every aspect.
Yep. I think I have to agree with you there.
So when looking back for on a family legacy, something that comes to mind is genealogy. Mm-hmm. And looking up family tree, and maybe leaving that as a legacy, or looking back on your legacy, but especially leaving as you know, putting something together that you can pass down, and so that that history is documented. I think like something like that, like, you know, a physical thing, sort of, is a legacy. You know what I mean?
That would be beautiful. Yeah. So you're not going to have you don't have no genetic legacy yourself, though.
Not necessarily. I don't know where ours goes back from. That's another thing. A point I was going to get into was carrying on a name as a legacy. But the buck stops here. No more passing the buck for me.
Does your brother have kids?
Nope.
Mike?
Nope.
Is he possibly going to have kids?
I don't think so. I don't know. Time's marching on, man.
Why, he's almost 40 or?
He is 42.
Well, jeez.
Going to be 42. And he's basically married to a woman that's, she's, you know, had, I think she's got one kid, but they don't plan on having any kids or anything. You know what
Obviously
I mean?
Obviously not, no. A little late now.
And adopting is, you know, they're not going to do anything like that. Well, so I don't know. Yeah.
Is adopting leaving a real legacy?
Not really, no.
I don't think so.
It can be if that's, some people really believe that this is, it's my family. That's the real deal. You know what I mean? But it's not, no matter how you look at it, really, I don't think. No matter what you consider an adopted child, really. I mean, it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's got to be blood.
Mentally, it can be that, you know, 100%, but physically or whatever, and it's not. It just isn't.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, they adopt some people like, you know, big chain of corporation, and they adopt kids and they own it after, and it carries on forever, and that's the name, but.
Oh, right.
But still, you know, it really isn't the real thing. How about keepsakes?
Keepsakes. What about keepsakes?
Keepsakes, heirlooms, things that are passed down from generation to generation. Would you consider that some type of a family legacy?
I would say so.
I would think so.
Yeah. It's interesting you mentioned heirlooms, because I was talking about this with a gentleman that knows my dad. Uh-huh. My dad just moved into a home.
Right.
And he has his desk that was his dad's, and he did all his homework on this desk.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's 85, so it's a relatively old piece of furniture. So we brought it in there. It doesn't fit. It just doesn't belong in that room.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with the other. There's one other piece in there it's like an old Chinese curio kind of thing, and that doesn't belong in there either.
Yeah.
But you don't want to deny if he wants to hang out with these things as long as he can.
Mm-hmm.
But those are things that I know that. We're going to keep, and I hope my kids keep them. And
yeah,
we got to keep those things in the family. That's not necessarily a keepsake, but it's more like an heirloom, I guess.
I got a funny little story. My dad, when my dad was dying, he was sick with cancer, and before he actually he had to go to a home because he needed, you know, 24/7 care at some point, which lasted only a few months. But while he was still at home, he's. And we talked all the time about, you know, how things were, what was happening, what was going to happen, and him dying and everything. You know, we were very open about it. And I remember being in his bedroom. He lived at my house, but I had moved to our condo or whatever. But he stayed at my place. Right. And so we were in his bedroom. I was laying on the bed with him. And he says, go up on my dresser and get me a little wooden box. So I get the box and I bring it to him, and he opens it up And there's like lots of jewelry and stuff in, watches and different things, you know? And, you know, it was like one of those moments where wants to give me something or pass stuff down. So he's searching through it and everything. And he's just looking at it and I'm looking, and it's like, broken watches and bands and stuff like that, parts and pieces. And,
gold
and
necklaces he just, that are broken.
He says, all he said was junk, closed the thing and just told me to put it back up there. It was hilarious. It was just junk.
He's thinking he probably wanted to have that moment with you.
Yeah.
Here, Jeff.
It was funny. More than anything, it was hilarious.
That's his legacy right there.
Yeah. His antics. That's his legacy. He was hilarious.
And you're full of antics yourself. See?
Yeah, I suppose passed down from generation.
And his generation. That's probably why you don't want to have kids.
I don't think his dad was like that, really.
Oh, no?
I don't think so, no. I don't think he was like a comic or anything.
He wasn't a clown?
No, but my dad was, for sure. So, go figure. Photo albums. Photo albums, and at some point, people started putting their photos onto VHS tapes. You ever see that or have that done?
Maybe once or twice.
Yeah, people started putting their photos on VHS, and then, of course, on the CD and DVD, and everything went digital and stuff. But that's a legacy, I think.
Sure.
All that collection of photography from however far back.
Yep.
And I was amazed to see my buddy Jim has got a bunch of pictures and stuff from his aunt that he wanted to scan in the computer and everything. And
this is Jim Smallman?
Yeah. Pictures from way, way, way back, like the 1700s or something, 1800, whatever first pictures could be.
When there was
pictures. It was amazing. Like around outdoor, like they look like cowboys and stuff. He got old pictures. That's and I was awesome. Amazed by it.
That's awesome.
We've got some fairly old pictures, but I mean, not old like that, you know what I mean? From so far back. And it's just like, so, you know, like when towns were just dirt,
yep,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was amazing to see such old pictures.
Did he have the actual photos?
Yeah. Actual photos. Yeah.
He should be
doing gave him the albums so that they could scan them.
Did he scan them?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. That's what he's doing. They're putting them all on disc and making slideshows and whatever and stuff. And
but when pictures are that old, the actual picture itself is something. It's like it's got some kind of value to it. The actual paper or whatever, that stuff they printed photos on. I'm not sure what it was, but you know what I'm saying? That piece is like almost like an heirloom or a keepsake or something.
As opposed to
the image that's, you know, on your computer or something like that.
Yeah, kind of a rare thing. Well, photographs that old.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They almost look like sketches, sort of. They're so old photography looking, right. You know?
Time has taken its toll on those.
And now we have software to try and make newer pictures look like that.
That's funny, eh?
Changing to black and white sepia. There's a program I was just looking at the other day where, and it'll make the tattered edges and put in that messy look to them, sort of, right, like the grain and the
scratches on
weathered it. Looking, yeah, scratches and stuff, and
add noise to your picture.
Yeah,
but then there's software that does the exact opposite of that,
right? To repair your old photos, take out those scratches and tears,
funny. And you can go either way.
Yeah,
I want it to look old. I want it to look not so old.
How about home movies as a legacy?
Like
old home video, old 8mm film.
Millimeter, yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah,
we have some of that, and that at one point was transferred onto VHS. So I have some of that old 8mm stuff.
Is there sound on 8mm tape?
At that time, no. I suppose you could have got cameras with sound on them way back, but it must have been far enough back at some point that there was no sound. Because look at all the movies. If Hollywood could have had sound, they would have. Which I don't know why they didn't, because their movies had music. You know, all those old silent films, and they showed a thing on there with text and stuff, but there's crazy piano in the background.
Right.
If you could put sound in it, why can't they put talking in on it somehow? There must have been a way to do it, you'd think. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you would think so.
Yeah,
you
know, you're watching Charlie Chaplin, and you hear diddle-ding, 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 diddle-ding. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got that in there. You can get talking in there.
You would think so.
Had to record it somehow.
Exactly.
Unless it was recorded on one of those rolls or something and they couldn't get voice on them, or who knows.
I think back in the day when they showed them in the movie houses, they had a band while the movie was showing.
Yeah. I don't know what the deal is, not having an actual spoken word in a film.
So when did sound, I wonder, come into home movies?
Oh, way back.
thanks. But was it? Did the 8mm technology incorporate sound at some point? Or we never had an 8mm camera or tape or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe when they went to 16mm or something like that, they got sound or whatever. I don't know. But I would imagine that there were some 8mm cameras with sound on them or a mic plug-in or something maybe at some point. You know what I mean? The higher-end stuff. I don't know.
Sure. But
I know we had an 8mm camera that didn't have sound. So
what was the really popular 8mm camera? It was like Coda or something. Some kind
of. You think of a still camera? Brownie? No.
Maybe. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of, yeah.
Brownie was a popular square little 110 camera, 110 film, I think.
Oh, it was a 110, yeah?
I think so.
Okay. I thought used to have. I'm thinking there was an 8mm that was also very popular.
And there were Kodak stuff. I don't know.
Okay.
It was probably the first and big company, Kodak. But I think video is a family legacy.
Hey, this is Jeff Oppen from Wicked Angel, Canada's power metal trio. By now, you're probably aware that we recently released a CD, The Remastered Collection 2009. It's a compilation of past tracks, remastered, including a brand new song, New World Rising. It's available in hard copy and MP3 download at many fine online music retailers, including CDNRecords.com, Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and CDBaby.com. Pick up a copy and crank it up! Hey, this is Big JD from Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Just wanted to make sure you know that our double-length debut CD is available now at most online music retailers, including Amazon.com, CDBaby.com, and the iTunes Store. It's some of the heaviest blues you'll find anywhere. It's available for digital download, so download a copy today and crank it up!
You say you wanna leave. I guess I can't.
Need a fix for some cool music? Check out Mike LaPlante's Border City Radio podcast. Visit www.bordercityradio.com or search Border City Radio at the iTunes Store.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Sort of in keeping line with some family talk, family legacy, it's Sly and the Family Stone, Family Affair.
Somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good and mom. Blood thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
What a bear. What a bear. Still checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave cause your heart is there. But you can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down, but you're crying anyway, cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Oh,
yeah, a family affair.
Family affair.
And there you have some Sly and the Family Stone. Family Affair. Cool band.
Wow, it's awesome band. Well, I got the cans cranking here.
Cool, funky music.
Yeah, they played everything from like cool stuff like that, smooth, whatever you want to call that, to rock out full blown.
Yeah.
I want to take you higher.
That was cool, too.
Very cool.
Want to take you higher. We were talking about Family Legacy today on the Jabbercast, which, by the way, you can visit on the web at www.thejabbercast.com. You can email us at...
Hear me out at thejabbercast.com. Hear me out at thejabbercast.com.
Yeah, if you got a show idea, topic idea, if you have some kind of experience based on a topic that we have up and coming on the Jabbercast, by all means, send us an email, send us a text or audio. If you want to record your story on your computer somehow and send us an audio MP3 file or something like that, we can air it in the show. We try to have little interviews and things here.
Sure. So you can actually record your voice on a computer?
I think so. I've been told that you can.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Hey, this is Jeff from the Jeff and Lana Show. Lana and I are independent distributors of Shaga International. Check this out. Tired of flus and colds? Try Shaga. Touted for centuries throughout Asia as the king of herbs, a gift from God, and the mushroom of immortality. Shaga is now available in its purest and rarest form for the first time in a powerful extract manufactured exclusively for Shaga International. Our wild-crafted Siberian Shaga extract raises the bar in the arena of life-enhancing herbal supplements. Historically revered, previously only available to the few, Shaga International has embarked on a global mission to share the superior Shaga extract with everyone. Visit our website, www.myshaga.com/oppen. That's myshaga, myshaga.com/oppen, O-P-P-E-N. www.myshaga.com/oppen. Pick up a bottle today. As well, you can join us in our mission by using the opportunity menu. That's www.myshaga.com/oppen. That's right. Visit our Shaga website today, www.myshaga.com/oppen.
Family Legacy. How about just carrying on the name? That's just something that you mentioned before. Just carrying on the family name. That can be a legacy.
Of course, yes.
Considered a legacy.
And back in the day, that was an important thing. I'm going to have kids until I have a boy, for sure.
Yeah, just to carry on the name.
Yeah, you had to carry on the name. Other, you know, otherwise.
What would be the importance of that if you didn't actually own anything or didn't, you know, nothing to carry on except the name? I guess it's just important for some people.
It's like a source of pride. Like, you know, you might have been just a farmer or a watchmaker or whatever.
But not even that, if you were nothing.
Yeah, but you were nothing, but you kept the name going.
Right.
And then your great-great-grandson became president of the United States,
okay,
whatever.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
That's my kid.
Sure. Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, so you wanna own something later on, even though you're not even around to...
Blacksmith, that would have been cool back in the day for your ancestry to be blacksmith.
Oh, I thought that was like a last name or something.
No.
Jeff Blacksmith.
Good name for a band, Blacksmith.
Sure. There's the Blackwell family.
Whoa. What do they do? The Blacksteins? The Blackwells?
Blackburn.
Blackburn? Yeah. I know Blackburns. Blackbird? There's a Blackbird?
No.
Black Sabbath? Blackfoot? Black...
Whoa. We're getting bands. Into the rock band action.
That's right.
But, yeah, carrying your name on, it's... to some people, it's everything.
How about medical issues, good or bad, or like traits that way? You know what I mean? Like some type of something that's hereditary, that's passed down generation to generation, is a legacy of family.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have a good example of that in the living room right now.
And what's that?
Well, I think it's the Yoakum legacy in there. Kim's
Dwight?
Kim's grand, well, Kim's mom, she was a yokum, and her mom, they were tall people, big people.
Okay, yeah.
And whereas my family wasn't all that, we're just average. Whereas Jonas is, he's taking on the legacy of the yokums as far as his size.
And Eric's not small either. I mean, he looks like he's older than his age too, I think.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's got some height on him, I think.
He's a pretty tall kid, I would think. They've always looked older to me than they than their age.
Hmm. He's going to be 16 next year. And I guess
fast.
You look at kids on a hockey team, that's a good way to look at kids that are around the same age. And Eric's, he's average for his size.
Yeah.
Whereas Jonas, he towers.
He towers, yeah.
Where he's on Eric's team kind of thing, you know. So it's that's my legacy, average.
An average legacy.
Yes.
And you can go visit on at averagelegacy.com. That'd be a cool name for a website.
That's interesting as far as, you know, Jonas, is, his last name's LaPlante. I'm saying right now he has the yokum legacy of being a big person. But 20 generations from now, people might think it was the LaPlante legacy because all his kids or his grandkids they're going to be big people too, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and nobody will even mention the yokum.
Well, that's something interesting to talk about is a change in legacy. Can a legacy change from one family's generation to the other and be considered that it comes from the other one? And then so far down, past so far down, that could be, you know, where that legacy might start now in, you know, from Jonas on for hundreds of thousands of years or something, say.
Thousands of years, yes.
Can legacy change like that? And I guess it could.
Yes.
But would you have to go back to before him? And that's the real legacy, I suppose.
That's right.
You know.
That's the a good reason for keeping some good genealogical
history
or data.
Data, yep.
You were thinking of getting a guy today, weren't you?
On the show? A friend of mine's father is big into genealogy. I think as a pastime, as a hobby, you know, retired guy. And I guess he spends a lot of time looking up his their family legacy on the computer. I guess there is a lot to their name. And I was hoping to have an interview with him. And I found out that I could have an interview with him later than I was able to actually do it and have it on the show.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
What I wanted to talk about briefly, I guess, is a little bit of technology called Google Translate.
Okay.
Which is, Google... You can do all sorts of things on Google. I mean, you have your Gmail and you got calendars and you can, you know, do all the stuff that, and more social networking and whatever. They have everything going on. Google Maps and Google News and Google Videos and Google Images and everything. And the biggest search engine, I'd say. But Google Translate is a real cool technology, whereby you can translate from one language to another. Input text and then on the screen comes a dialogue box with the text in whatever language that you wanted it in. Mm-hmm. And I just did something. I had to send a package to Germany of a Wicked Angel CD for a review in a magazine, and it came back to me.
Oh, bummer.
And the reason it came back to me is all in German. Obviously made it to Germany, but there was something with the address, and you know, and I didn't know what it said, so I went to Google Translate, chose to translate from German to English, and I typed in what was written there in German, which was something I can't really even
pronounce
or anything, and this is what I get to the English translation: this consignment is not approved for the pack station. So for some reason, the pack station, which is probably like their mail
post office,
did not accept this piece of mail. And I don't know if there's something written actually in the address written wrong or what, but I have to look at, find out exactly again from the person I'm sending to and find out if I made a mistake on it. But wouldn't even know what it said, really, unless I found someone that was German to read, to tell me. Right. But Google Translate, what a great technology. And there's just such a long list of different languages that you can translate from and to.
Every language.
Even English to English.
English to Old English?
Oh, no, just English to English.
Oh.
Need more Big JD? Visit BigJD.com.
Mike from Mike on the Mic, and you're listening to Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast.
This week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of used family jewels.
Speaking of family jewels.
Yes.
This quote is from David Bowie.
What?
Yes.
He's one of my faves.
And his quote states thus, "But I've got to think of myself as the luckiest guy. Robert Johnson only had one album's worth of work as his legacy. That's all that life allowed him."
Yes. They didn't actually even have albums when Robert Johnson was around.
No, they had recordings. And at some point they put it into a package and it's like a couple CDs worth of material or something.
Right. He did like the same. He recorded that one song here and then he went and traveled and recorded it again over there. And
yeah, there's different versions of some of them.
Different versions of the same song. And honestly, there's probably one quarter of all David Bowie songs are probably, you could trace it back to Robert Johnson. Hmm.
Robert Johnson, by the way, a blues artist, Delta Blues.
Yes.
Who was murdered by the husband of a jealous husband of a woman that he... That's
one story.
Oh, did you hear other ones?
Well, there's the story that a woman killed him for screwing around on him.
Okay. So I guess there's a few different stories. I'm not sure which one's correct. And he's also reportedly the one who had stood at a crossroad and sold his soul to the devil.
Well, he wrote that in the song.
Yeah.
Basically, stood at the crossroads. Believe I'm sinking down.
Went down to the crossroads.
Yep, that's been done a few times.
Yes, it has. A lot of his songs have been covered, copied by others.
Right, and anybody can do that.
Quite
now.
Some innovative, cool, innovative blues, though.
Well, for one thing, he's an amazing guitar player.
Yeah,
like he had a style that was
all his own.
Pretty much all his own. But there, if you listen to some of the other guys that were around the same time, Sunhouse and some of those dudes, they had it was that kind of style. Usually an open tuning of some kind, a lot of slide in there as well, and. Mm-hmm. Bass line going like crazy and then some kind of rhythm thing going on or arpeggio thing going on as well. And singing at the same time. And sometimes it was like lickety split.
Kinda. And kicking something at the same time for some tapping.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. There's that in there as well too. You could hear the floor hitting a piece of wood on the ground, which a lot of those guys did. They hit a piece of wood. So it would make some kind of
little monkey running around with cymbals too.
No, that was not going on. So that's our jabber quote.
That's our jabber quote. Yeah.
From David Bowie.
From David Bowie.
Awesome. I'm glad you got to mention Robert Johnson in a Jabber quote.
There you go. How awesome is that? Next week on the Jabber cast, December 20th show, Christmas movies. The Grinch, Scrooge, Miracle on 34th Street, A Christmas Story, It's a Wonderful Life, Rudolph, all great Christmas movies. And with Christmas coming close, they'll all be on TV and so forth. But we want to talk about people's favorite movies. And so if you have a favorite Christmas movie, maybe you'd like to share that with us, share an experience of a Christmas movie perhaps, or whatever it is, email us at hearmeoutthejabbercast.com. And I guess that so wraps things up. I'd like to say hi to Jeff and Diane if you're listening to the show.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
is, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.